and gentlemen, welcome to Life and Health with Thomas, Cody, and Tim.
It doesn't matter who starts it. He's going to laugh no matter what.
Cody can't.
What's wrong with you?
He's high or has alcohol in his system still.
I don't have either.
You got the giggles.
I don't have either in my system.
Oh, okay. Just giggly tonight?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah?
Is that okay with you?
No, it's a problem, personally.
All right, we got to do the roundup. We finished off the 31-day challenge. So give us the numbers.
Who completed the food challenge without breaking it?
Tim.
That's it. Well, that's what we were doing it for to begin with, was Tim.
But it was supposed to be a group effort.
It was.
It really was.
That's all right.
Sarah corrupted you like she always does.
No. Don't start with me because you were the first one.
I believe. I was not.
He was the first one.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had plans to go up there.
I thought you said prior engagements because you had one too before that.
When I called it out, I said I was going to eat some donuts on that Friday the week of.
Okay.
I did not eat a whole dozen. I heard that. I ate 10.
So you almost
close enough.
Well, so it's okay. Other than those 2 days that we were cool with.
Anyway,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, let's just get to the numbers.
I'm just picking. So what was it? Was 22.4 pounds I lost during the challenge, which come out to about 0.76 pounds a day. Something like that.
Did you look at the total steps and total miles you walked throughout the month of October?
I didn't. I should have, though.
Could you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just wondering. Yeah, I can look that up. I didn't, though.
So you're down below 280 now.
I am down below 280.
Feeling pretty good.
Feeling really good. Actually, I'm probably above 280 again after last night, but I haven't weighed myself.
Well, who knows? It was maybe paleo not chili last night.
Yeah, but I had a lot of that buffalo dip.
That stuff was good.
That stuff was addicting.
That stuff was good.
Yeah.
Who made buffalo dip?
Craig and Courtney made buffalo dip. Oh. Brought it up from Baltimore.
It was good. I think Thomas and I ate half
of it. It literally lasted maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we killed it.
Yeah. It was really good. It was a weakness, I do admit. But besides that, I've eaten really good today.
Back on it
already. Even though the food challenge is over, I'm still going to stick with it. I'd say 85%. Definitely a big week. You know, the weekday push for the sticking with paleo and just eating right, eating healthy along with all the exercise. And then the weekends, not necessarily splurge, but be okay if I have, you know, that piece of bread or those fries or a burger or, you know,
whatever it might be.
Yeah, right. But so that 85% eat clean, healthy. And then that 15%.
And that was a big question me and Sarah were talking about. Are you going to be able to keep doing it? And I was telling her, I was like, yeah, he's going to keep doing it because it's not like it's going to be much different than what you've been doing this month.
Right.
It's just a matter of setting those habits again.
It's setting the habits. And I think, like I was talking to Thomas last night, the first time I tried to do this like 2 years ago, which was successful, honestly, just some other stuff happened, but it was also a lot focused around the gym, which I'm not saying I'm not going to the gym now, but I have found other ways
to knock it off.
That I'm actually, not that I didn't enjoy the gym, but I enjoy walking. It's meditative for me. Like, I didn't take a walk today because of the wind. Like, this is the first time since I started all this that I haven't been in the park. Right. So I just said, hey, I'm going to take a Sunday off. I haven't taken a day off. Like, I probably haven't walked a lot of steps today. Doesn't hurt to take a day off every once in a while. But just still feeling good, but I don't want to go back. More determined than ever, more determined for you guys, you know, so I can show you I can succeed and do this. And the apps I'm using keep me in line,
keep you on track.
Yeah. And I really see that goal happening, like the Fitbit one, you know, because the ultimate goal is to hit 200. Not saying that's where I'm going to stop, but that is really the ultimate goal for me. If I can get to 200, you know, 199, I'm going to be
static,
you know, pumped. But it's saying beginning of September 2015 I should be there if I stay on track how I'm going.
Right.
So
I want to bring one other thing into conversation real quick. We were discussing the other night too, and you can maybe chime in on this. We were talking about the cost of stuff, and you were saying how you saved a ton of money in October because you were eating healthy,
mm-hmm,
and taking lunch in instead of going out, because you said you were spending how much money for lunch?
Well, I mean, most average lunch is out because normally we would get it delivered to the stores, so you gotta pay tip on it. you're $10 to $11 every lunch,
right?
You know, easily,
and you know, 4 or 5 days a week, that's $40-$50 easy.
Mm-hmm.
Which plus $200 a month.
Plus, I was still buying food to eat when I came home at dinner, so now I'm still pretty. And I would throw a lot out because it would go bad. That's, you know, it was a problem. But now I'm not wasting as much, making still as much food, but I'm just taking,
right?
You know, making a bunch at one time and then taking a lunch, and it seems to be, you know, I'm spending probably $50 to $60 a week at the grocery store. But honestly, if you look at that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's not that bad.
Right.
I'm winning.
Most of us pre-make meals anyway. He's winning. I like that. Hashtag winning.
I cannot help but laugh at that. It's kind of funny. But no, it makes complete sense. And even if you think about Subway, it's in like the same shopping center. If you spend $5 a day on a sub, it's still $25.
Well, it ain't $5 anymore.
No, and November 1st, they raised all their prices.
What?
Yeah. We went in on Saturday. All their prices went up.
Oh, CJ's going to be angry.
I'm mind blown right now. Mm-hmm. CJ will probably be a little mad about that.
All their footlongs are what, like $8 now?
Yeah, and their 6-inch meal now is $6 instead of $5. So it's a 6-inch sub, a 20-inch drink or ounce drink, and
chips
for $6.
So gas goes down and Subway goes up.
Yeah, I saw gas actually went up a little bit. I mean, not a lot, but went up.
But for Subway, I remember Sub, like 6-inch subs were like $2.
When I worked at the AC&T in Smithsburg when I was young, and they have a Subway in there, and we had to work it, Tuesdays was $5 footlong Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, all footlongs.
Are they still doing the $5 like monthly sub?
I don't know. I didn't look. They might be. I'm not sure. But they used to make the $5 footlong sub specials good subs. Now it's the cheap subs, right, that don't cost them.
I always get emails about it, and like, I don't know why the hell I do get emails about it, but I usually get emails about it. I need to get one this month.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that on the newsletter.
They're going to be $6 subs now.
So anyways, back to the challenge. But it's good that I did all this because there's a big misconception out there, and it can get expensive if how you shop, that eating healthy is expensive, more expensive than eating bad. Well, clearly by what we're talking about with Subway, which Subway is probably one of the healthier ways to eat fast food.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, you know what I mean by that. But fast food isn't that cheap anymore unless you do the dollar menu items.
Which no one wants to eat.
And the grocery store is expensive also. I mean, food prices are just higher than they've ever been, which, you know, that's inflation for you. But it's still cheaper to eat.
At home. Cooking meals.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes a little bit of time.
We should probably podcast about that. Because I got somebody who actually asked me, can we do a podcast about, like, budgeting or, like, eating and budgeting?
So we need to put together a budget for food.
That's what I was asked to do.
Okay.
That's great. Sounds like a great podcast idea.
We can do that. We can even compare regular versus, say, organic or whatever options you have.
CSA.
Since CSA? You've
been all about the CSA lately.
We didn't get anything this past week, but they have – she has a overstock shelf that you can go up and get whatever you want, whatever's there. Although I will say this, the avocados there were like $1.50 a piece.
Ooh.
They were kind of expensive.
That's not very CSA-ish.
But you know, that goes to show you, avocados are one of those that are on the list that aren't that bad in terms of pesticides and stuff, so you can get those from the grocery store pretty easy. And there's a group on Facebook, a website called Environmental Working Group. They just released a new app. Did I show you that?
No, app? I haven't. You haven't told me about that.
They released the app, and it has a list of all the foods and a list of kind of like what's predominantly pesticides and non-organic and the bad stuff versus the good stuff. But you can literally go into a grocery store and scan the barcode, and it'll pop up either 1, which is really good, or 10, which is really bad. And like a lot of stuff, even the Birch's beef jerky that we usually get, I was looking that up the other day, and it was like on the far end of like the worst stuff that you can buy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you always got to kind of weigh your options. But yeah, we should do that. That'd be a good
It's cool
comparison.
Investigative. Plus, it sounds like, since we're bringing up, you know, some podcast ideas, we do have some stuff coming in the works. We have some people that want to come in and be guests, special guests. So, yeah, we got some stuff in the works that'll hopefully keep everybody entertained for a while to come.
Yep. All right. So, speaking of the food thing, cheat days is kind of the topic. And the reason why I told y'all about this is because I was listening to a podcast, and there was this lady, I don't remember her name. She has a book called The Sugar Something or Another. She was talking about how never do cheat days and how it's kind of an excuse of getting away with whatever you want to do, and how eating the bread or eating something that's sugar will lead you to want to eat more, and then you get that kind of food hangover the next 2 or 3 days. And I don't have an answer for this. That's why I wanted to talk about it, to see what you two thought.
I can kind of get where she's coming from, because even from last night till this morning, again, when I'm eating healthy and like paleo, I never feel hungry ever. Like, I have to force myself to eat so I, you know, not weigh under. But as soon as I start eating breads or
just kind of get the urge to eat some more,
you're hungry. Yeah.
Thoughts?
I have like mixed feelings about it, because it's like me, I never do them. Like, I would say that, like, if I look at my week from like a percentage standpoint, like 80% of the stuff that I eat is probably good. The other 20, I can kind of just wing. Like the other day when we were sitting at the work and I'm like, hey, there's Laffy Taffy's, let's read the wrappers and eat the candy. Like, doing stuff like that for me is fine. But if I actually do a cheat day, the next day, like you were saying, the whole food hangover thing, I feel like crap. And it's so bad. Like, I can't just, I literally cannot do an entire day if I'm going to eat whatever I want to.
Can we, real quick, can we define what a cheat day might be? What would constitute a cheat day? What would fall into that category?
I think it's different for everybody, isn't it?
I think it is too. Well, what book is it that Paleo Solution outlines a cheat day? They talk about it briefly. How, like, you eat 5 days or 6 days a week where you're...
It's not Paleo Solution. Their whole perspective is that you eat that way all the time. And if you keep the sugars out, even fruits, she was saying on the one I was listening to, like, apples and pears are really, really high in fructose. And that those will even lead you to want to eat more sweet stuff. And some people don't even eat apples and pears.
Eat other stuff instead.
So, but then there's other...
But if you look at it from, like, a food challenge perspective... Look at a food challenge. Let's say if we did the whole food challenge, didn't do, let's say if Tim didn't do strict paleo and he had one day where it was a cheat day. So, I mean, that's kind of different. It's more of like a challenge kind of thing. It's more of like a short-term ordeal as opposed to, like, I can't envision myself doing a cheat day because of the fact that, like, I just, it's more of like a lifestyle ordeal. Like, the whole diet.
But, okay, so you can even break it down per meal. If you're going out on the weekend on a Friday, Saturday, you drink beer, you drink whatever, or you eat. I don't know, cheesecake or have donuts, would that be a cheat meal? I mean, if you're what I'm trying to get to is, should you ever say to somebody, yeah, you can have a cheat day on Sunday, eat whatever you want to keep them mentally there, or does it matter?
Even on my cheat days, it's only for like, it's not the whole day, you know, like
what would you throw into your meals that would be considered cheat food?
Well, for me, cheat foods right now are breads, candies, which I haven't had any candies, and, like, sauces.
What would be yours?
Like, just random stuff like muffins or pudding. Like, just really, really bad stuff.
Muffins or pudding?
Muffins or pudding.
Would beer be cheap?
Or pizza?
Beer would be a cheat.
Pizza would be a cheat?
Yeah,
pizza would be a cheat.
So can you have cheat meals?
You can have cheat meals. You said, are we talking cheat meals or cheat days?
I mean, is it not the same thing? If you're going to eat one cheat meal during a Wednesday or a Thursday, is that going to be your cheat day? I mean, would that fall into the cheat day? This is why I'm asking, because I really don't. And this has been something that, like, even with Tim and even with past people, like, you do a month of good stuff, then can you go celebrate and have a cheat day? Is that going to set you back, or is it even worth doing it since you're making progress? Why would you even halt it even for a second?
I hear you, and that's why I'm trying. Yeah, I'm not halting. Like, for me personally, I'm not halting, but at the same time, I'm not gonna, like I was telling you, I'm not gonna feel guilty. Like, if a group of us want to go out and say, hey, we're gonna go have pizza this night, fine, but you just don't go crazy. But I'm not gonna feel guilty about it because we're doing, you know, I'm not into a challenge right at the moment.
Yeah, but that's right. Different. But, like, you're really focused on this long term end goal, so it's like one meal is not gonna kill you in the long run, but you're mentally kind of in the game enough to be like, oh, well, I can't do this all the time. I'm not going to do it all the time. And that's the thing. Some people really don't realize that.
Okay, so for people that are healthy and that work out and exercise, should they be doing cheat days, or should they be strictly adhering to a certain way of eating all the time?
You're asking the wrong person. Because, man, like, if you look at, like, what I do and what I eat, like, they don't really correspond as well as they could. Yes, I could eat a whole lot better. I could change a whole lot of things up and cut it out. And I was honestly thinking about this, like, all the little random things that I eat during the week. If I actually wanted to, like, do some, like, calorie distribution and kind of add that up towards the end, I just see how many calories I've had in the entire week and then see how many come from, like, crappy foods. Even if it's, like, a low percentage, it's still going to be something like 3,000, which is kind of absurd.
Keep track of your food for a week.
All right. You're asking too much.
No, you're not.
It's super simple.
I'll do it.
I do it. I mean, I do it every day. It's super easy. Easy.
So I guess the perspective that they were taking, it was long-term health. If you want to stay away from all the issues, cancer, Alzheimer's, blah, blah, blah. If you can kill out the fructose as much as possible, then you're going to be better in the long term. And you won't have to, even she was saying they have their glass of red wine, like high-end red wine, and that was and enough to be satisfactory, one or two glasses. And then if they were going to eat something sweet, it'd be 90-some percent dark chocolate, and that was enough. And that they didn't have to do anything else. That would be kind of a cheat meal.
That's strict. And that, I mean, that works for some people.
It works for some people. No, it's not going to work for me. I'll tell you right now, it will not work.
Yeah, I mean, to each your own, I guess. I mean, I guess my definition of a cheat day is different than that.
What if you could cut it all out, though, and you were good just eating healthy all the time?
I could cut it all out if I really wanted to.
Would it be too stressful?
It can be stressful because sometimes, you know, like when you're with the guys or the friends and you want to have a beer or something, but if you're sticking with it, you can't ever have a beer again.
What if you could have some tequila or vodka?
Technically, if you want to go on the – I mean, technically, it's not paleo because it's processed.
Well, yeah. Well, high end. Well, yes and no. Yes. Okay, we'll go with that.
You know, if you want to get super
red wine, supposedly it has some health benefits. Yeah, resveratrol.
I guess you could have red wine if you like red wine.
Tim's about to shut it down again. Every idea you've thrown at him in the last 30 seconds, he's just
no. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. I'm not saying right or wrong because I don't really know. Because I don't. I mean, hell, I'll have the biggest sweet tooth probably out of all of us, and I'll eat sweets whenever. It's not a big deal. But long term health wise, I was just thinking, you know, because you've done so well, we don't really consider cheat days. What is a cheat day? And should you say to somebody if they're trying to lose weight, cut out all cheat days, don't eat anything that you would like to eat?
I think you have to reward yourself with something that you really enjoy.
But, right. And that's the point. But what if your reward was not something like bread? What if your reward was like
something like cookies?
Yeah. Or not even cookies. Maybe your reward was like, oh, I don't know, cacao chips or something that was just crunchy and not even really sweet.
See, I don't know. That's like something to kind of ease into, because I feel like when we talk about cheat days or cheat meals, it's kind of like you're starting a diet or you're starting something new and you kind of get into it. And it's kind of an excuse to kind of curve the entire thing. Like for me, like obviously I just said I don't do those things. But like I think mentally it's kind of stressful because I'll have times where like I'm sitting at home and I'm actually making something. It's like, damn, I really want this. And I go through my head like, should I eat it? Should I not eat it? Should I not eat it? And then, like the mental stress bothers like the living hell out of me. I'm not even going to lie.
Do you get the same way?
No, not really.
I'll go to the cabinet, open it up, and look around, and then close it.
Well, I'll come back, open it up.
I'll
do that
it.
Like five or six. I'll do that to the refrigerator. I'll open, close, open a freezer, close it, cuss at it because I don't know what I want to eat. Do it again.
So that was the question. I was listening to it, thinking she. I mean, that's kind of serious to tell someone you cannot have something decent just because of the simple fact that fructose will make you want to eat a little bit more.
I feel like that also.
I think that's.
I think that's also a socialized killer for a lot of people. If you understand what I'm saying,
I agree completely. And I'm going to throw this at you because I know this is kind of out of perspective for a lot of people. But then those people would somebody and I'm just again devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Well, then you pick the people you hang out with. So why don't you go socialize in an environment that doesn't?
I guess I'm alone forever.
No, but do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I hear you. I'll go hang out with people that don't do the health nuts of the world.
Right.
And not that the health nuts are bad, but...
They're bad.
No. I mean, but I like to have...
I'm talking about life and health. We're supposed to be health nuts.
Yeah, but we're talking real life, real health.
We're a little more realistic and kind of like mainstream with all this. Like, we all know people who are completely on the other side of the spectrum who will not eat something for whatever reason.
True. But if I want to go out to the bar with you guys or anybody once in a while, I earn the right for that. And that's how I want to live my life. So
then we also have people who look at us like we're crazy at the same time.
Well, sure. I like it when people look at when I'm a little crazy. You guys look at me like I'm a little crazy a lot of the time.
Okay.
So I get you, and I understand her point completely.
if you can do that,
if you can, and I know if I wanted to, I could do it right now. Right now, in my frame of mind, I could do it.
You're confident enough that you could say
straight cold turkey.
I could, but at the same time, the only problem I'd have with it is then I would feel weird hanging around with like you and Sarah or Cody or anybody, Bobby, my buddy Bobby. You know, like people drinking and stuff like that, and I'm like, I can't have any fun. You know, not that drinking's. You know what I mean?
It's like you have a restriction.
Yeah, like, oh, I'll just sit back and drink a glass of water. That's cool.
That kind of is weird. I would feel weird, too, like if that was
like you feel like you're just not being social. You're being left out. And I don't want to feel like that.
Is that a social rule, though, too?
No, it's not a social rule. It's my rule.
Fair enough. I'm with you.
I've never read a book of social proper etiquette, but so I'm writing Tim Keller's book of proper etiquette.
Perfect.
And Tim Keller's proper book of etiquette says, I'm going to have a beer with my friends.
All right. Sorry. No, I mean, that's perfect. I mean, that's kind of the point that I want to try to get to is there's not really a guideline, and I don't think there should be a restriction for anything. I mean, and it goes beyond what you're doing now. It goes back to, you know, what you grew up eating, the family environment. I mean, there's a lot to it than just trying to change something completely right now as you move forward.
Right.
So I don't know, you know, and I was listening to it and I was just thinking, how can you tell somebody that they can't partake in a family dinner and not have
that's a great point.
Piece of pumpkin pie for
excellent point
Thanksgiving Day? I mean, I understand maybe somebody trying to get some major health concerns under control.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But if you're at a spot where you're exercising two, three days a week and you're eating fairly well, you're sleeping well, then I don't think, you know, some breadsticks would.
Which is where I'm at right now.
Wear you out.
Right. And that's where a lot of people are right now. They're exercising three times a week, eating healthy 70% of the time of their week, and they indulge a little.
And we've talked about this. Your indulgence is what?
Chocolate chip cookies and beer.
And Miller Lite, not just beer.
Yeah, Miller Lite.
Muffins. Muffin over here.
Yeah. Cody likes muffins. I mean,
I like muffins.
There's nothing wrong with that. Muffin.
We established that. I like muffins.
All right, muffin.
I think we just figured out a new nickname for you.
What?
Muffins.
No, you're not about to walk around and call me Muffin.
That's it.
That's not happening.
I like the name Muffin.
Muffin. You will not get an answer from me. I will just act like you're not even there.
Alicia's going to start calling you my little Muffin.
Oh.
That cannot happen. That's not happening.
All right. So to the point, though, with cheat days, any extra comments on this? Because I think we've kind of hit the nail on the head.
No, man. I mean, again, I agree. I completely see where that she's coming from, whoever that the author was.
I think it's more of like a – I like it because it's kind of like it kind of makes people aware of what's going on. Like, this is why this happens with the whole fruit toast thing and, like, apples and pears and don't eat them. That – but yes. I don't think you can take that entire concept and just run with it and adapt it. Like, just apply it to your life, like, just tenfold and be like, this is what I'm doing and it's happening.
I mean, you
– You can, but I
– It would be very, very hard.
Yeah.
It would take some time. And with everybody else's already responsibilities, it would be really tough to do.
You get mentally stressed out like me and not eating muffins, and you open up drawers and you close them like you.
Looking for a frozen pizza.
Calm down, Muffin.
Those pizzas are good.
I used to kill Tombstone pizzas. You remember those?
Well, no, I was with him. Was it last weekend I was with him? And we went to the grocery store and got other stuff instead. We came back here and cooked. And I was like, Tim, I was like, if we don't do anything now, I'm getting pizza. And he's like, you get pizza. You do what you want to do. Then we go to the grocery store, and I'm like, I can't get pizza. I'm in the grocery store with Tim.
You felt bad.
I kind of did. Like, not
good. You should have felt bad. We were in the middle of a food challenge, and you wanted pizza.
Look, man, he got corrupted by his wife, and then after that,
Whoa.
It happens every single time.
Muffin.
I was corrupted by my dad's broken collarbone and 8 broken ribs. That's what I was corrupted by.
Yeah.
That's what I was corrupted by. Is,
if Thomas jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge? It's that old saying. No, you want it. You don't have to follow Thomas.
I don't. But I was kind of just like, forget the whole thing.
I didn't follow Thomas. I didn't follow you.
No, you didn't. That's because you're you. That's because you live by Tim Keller's
rule.
That's
why we look up to Tim Keller. Because
don't look up to me.
He made the mess out of us. He made us look like little ants on the wall.
Whatever.
Well, you did. All right.
I love it.
You're sitting on top of the mountain right now, looking down at us, trying to kick us in the forehead.
Nah, I just like picking on you. No,
you can hold it against us now too. All right, y'all ready to wrap it up? Cheat days.
Cheat days.
And the summary. Well, what about November? What's the next? We've hit the goal mark number one. What's the next goal? Do you have one besides the two?
Honestly, I haven't sat down and really thought about it.
Well, let's think about it here.
Well, I guess my next goal is to get to the 50-pound loss. You and I were talking about that. So the total 50 pounds. So we're like 12 pounds away from that.
Okay. So let's put a time stamp on it. We'll say, what, by Christmas?
Yeah, that should be very doable.
So let's say Christmas, the 50-pound mark.
Yeah.
All right. That works.
Yeah. I'm already 25% complete my total goal. So that's good.
All right, cool. So don't worry about cheat days too much. If you in the process of doing this stuff, then be okay with eating what you want. Just keep it under control.
Right.
Any last words?
Don't call me Muffin. Do not call me Muffin.
All right, I won't call you Muffin.
Sorry, Muffin.
Cupcake.
What flavor do you like the most? Pumpkin? We're sorry. We apologize.
You're sorry.
In the podcast.
All right, Tim, take us away.
All right, everybody. Well, hey, thanks again for listening. If you want to see what everything encompassed with my the food challenge 31 days, you can check that out at my website, which is tim-keller.com. You can see everything that happened in those 31 days, what I ate, even on the cheat day I had when we went down to DC. You can check out all my walking stats and everything of how I completed that. Also, you can always find us on, you can find Cody Thomas and myself on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, a little bit of everywhere.
Snapchat.
We have it all. So again, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you guys in another 7 days. Peace out.